When we arrived, we found that one of the people that didn't belong in the house was deceased from a gunshot wound. What we were told was that there were four occupants of the home that were asleep. They heard the garage door open. They heard dogs barking. A 26-year-old male who lives in the home grabbed his gun and went down to investigate and found this person in his home. I don't know what happened as far as an altercation, but he did shoot her and she is dead. We've got reports that then the garage door opened again, so we're not sure if that was an afterthought or if something else happened or if there are other people involved. But there were four people in the home, 26-year-old male, 25-year-old female, 58-year-old, the male's mother, and then a small child. So at this point, we know they entered through the garage. We're not sure if there's other people that are involved in this.
So the burglary suspect or the break-in suspect is a woman?
Yes.
And you said the 26-year-old man heard the garage door open and heard rustling inside or something like that?
That's my understanding from the statements that I've gotten. The dogs were barking, heard the garage door opening. So it was enough to arouse him to wake up and enough for him to investigate what happened. So that he thought somebody might be in their home.
I know you're looking for other suspects. Is what happens next at this point with the investigation?
Really, what we're trying to do is determine if there are other people, because that's definitely a priority for us to find these other people. We've got to find out, you know, if there's a relationship. We don't suspect that at all right now, but that's still something we need to look into. You know, and then obviously we've got to look into the circumstances surrounding what happened, the threat level that it was at, and obviously somebody entering your home by itself is a threat. But you know, we've got to see to what level and to what extent and go from there.
Any other risk to the community at this point?
Not that we're aware of. I don't think there's an immediate risk right now. If she wasn't alone, then obviously we've got people that are breaking into houses. However, there is no immediate danger to anybody.